Hey, girlie. Start with a smile for me. Smile while you listen to what I'm going to do to you. In this session, I am going to drop your mind into a relaxing trance. Using beach imagery, I am going to take you deeper. And then, when your mind is floating, susceptible to whatever naughty thoughts I want to put inside of it, I'm going to give you the exciting experience of being the prettiest girl on a hot day at the beach. It's going to get dirty. Lucky for you, there is no need to worry about sand in unfortunate places. There might be a bit of humiliation, tiny bits of degradation. If you're a feminist, this file might piss you off a bit. Or just give you some needed chill. Keep in mind, I always sprinkle in affection with my humiliation. I just want you to know that I like you. You're awesome, but sometimes making fun of you is the best way to mold you. To make you into what I want. And right now, what I want is a pretty girl in a bikini. So be a good slut and get ready for me. You are only allowed to wear a bikini or, barring that, panties and a bra while listening to this file. If you don't have any of that, just get naked. You're lovely that way as well. Now, this scene is going to take place on the beach. There's no need to turn off the lights unless they make things uncomfortable. But with what I have planned for you, you will want some privacy. Now relax back into whatever padding you have available. Better chair, it doesn't matter. Keep in mind that you can wiggle around anytime you need to. With that in mind, I'm going to start you with stretching. It's a good way to dispel any restlessness residing inside you, so you can better relax. It will also get you used to following my suggestions. This is good, and by following them now, while you are of sound mind and can clearly consent to do so, well, this way, when I take you into trance, you will already be conditioned to accept and comply with my suggestions, making it so much easier for us to have our fun. Now, bit by bit, we will go over your body, making you intimately aware of it as you stretch and hold those stretches as long as I tell you to. And when I say release, you will release all the tension you had building up in your muscles and release them limp until I say otherwise. Remember to breathe through your stretches. Don't hold your breath. Ready to be a good girl for me? Say, yes, mistress. Say it out loud and anytime I ask you a question. The more you play along, the more you comply to my requests, the more your mind accepts that I can tell it what to do. Does that make sense, sweetheart? Say, yes, mistress. Good girl. I do everything for a purpose. And today, that purpose is all about you. Now, arms above your head, there's a good girl. Spread them out. First, spread eagle, okay? Up into the sides, as far away from your body as you can make them. And really stretch them outwards. Stretch. Hold it. 3, 2, 1.
Release.
Breathe in. 1, 2, 3. Hold it. And breathe out. 3, 2, 1.
Good. Good girl.
Now again, stretch your arms out while you breathe in and out. Hold it. 3, 2, 1. And release. Good girl. Let go of any tension in your arms. And bring them together now, still above your head. You look really good that way. One hand holding onto the other. And stretch up. Hold. Push your arms out until you can feel the stretch in your shoulders. 3, 2, 1. Release. Good girl. Breathe in. 1, 2, 3. Hold it. And breathe out. 3, 2, 1. You're doing perfect. Now again, stretching up, channeling any anxieties, any stresses up, and tensing those stresses along with your arms. And now, 3, 2, 1, release. Good girl. Shake your upper body around a bit. Tense and untense, and feeling your body relaxing more and more each time you tense and untense a part of your body, releasing those stresses. And as with the body, so too the mind, relaxing, letting go as you settle your arms against your sides. Now for your legs. Remember to breathe normally as you spread those legs as wide as you can. Like the little slot you want to be, getting ready to take in something big between your thighs. Spread them out slowly. Don't strain anything too much. But it is good to be limber. 3, 2, 1. Release. Good girl. Breathe in. 1, 2, 3. Hold it. And breathe out. 3, 2, 1. You're doing perfect. Again, stretching your feet towards two walls at once, moving your hips around a little to really feel good. 3, 2, 1, release. Good girl. Now, both at once, toes pointed like a ballerina's. Stretch all the muscles in your legs at once. There you go, nice. Hold. 3, 2, 1, release. Good girl. Breathe in. 1, 2, 3. Hold it. And breathe out. 3, 2, 1. You're doing perfect. One more time. Stretch those cute toesies. 3, 2, 1. Release. Good girl. You are doing wonderful. Now, any other shifting your body needs is perfectly all right. And because your body has permission and knows it's okay, It doesn't need to ping your awareness anytime it feels the need to shift around. It will just do so, making you more comfortable, making you more relaxed, simply sinking you deeper into a sweet and wonderful state of mind. Deep where your only thought is to continue floating. It's such a nice place to be. Now relax and close your eyes and just let my voice carry your thoughts. Let the bed take you in, so soft and comfortable, just like your state of mind right now. You are on the cusp. Your mind is simple and flirting, and all it will take is the right trigger, set the right way, to shatter your thoughts and drop you descending into trance. The word is drop, and you will hear it when you are ready. And when you are ready, you will go into a deep trance, where my words control your senses, from sight and sound, to smell and touch, even taste. If you give in to my voice and let it control your thoughts, you will experience a new pleasure, a unique pleasure that will explode inside of you as it runs up every one of your nerve endings. As I hit your G-spot, I make it bigger and more sensitive. As I tie it to what in a guy would be the prostate, mourning and abandoned for just how good it feels. And that sounds so nice, doesn't it? You want to feel that good. You will feel that good when you please me. Sinking into my voice. You sink into your bed and feel your body start to relax. Know that your body is meant to be still. Other than an unthinking shifting for comfort when needed. Any imagery or commands for you to walk or move are meant for inside the world I create for you, and do not require you to move here and now. Breathe in deeply. 1, 2, 3. Hold your breath and also hold tranquility in your mind. Breathe out. 3, 2, 1. Good girl. Body relaxing further into the bed. Breathe in. 1, 2, 3. Hold tranquility filling you again, lasting longer this time as you breathe out. 3, 2, 1. Good girl. Now breathing deeply, letting a part of your mind stay focused on it, following the rhythm as you breathe in and out, staying as much as possible within a simple deep rhythm where you slowly count to 3 while you breathe in, hold while your mind finds peace, and then breathing out for 3 seconds. Over and over, task this to a restless part of your mind, while the rest of your attention focuses solely on my voice. Visualize for a moment as if your mind is filled with a lot of little people. All of them are reflections of your thoughts and your drives, each given an avatar. All thoughts are born from motivations, from a need or a want to do something. Plans and paths that come from desires and logic, that then rationalize into thoughts from which this mass of people in your mind draws form. Your mind is a boardroom that makes the decisions through whoever is loudest, strongest, speaks truest to who you are. And right now, I want you to take all of your opposing and complementary thoughts, all of your desires and wants, and spread them out into a large crowd. Let them form in little groups all around, little cliques, decided by what they are telling you to do. The why doesn't matter right now. Just gather together all of those little people who want to be hypnotized, who know you can be, who want to be. All the bits that, even if they have doubt, are still willing to comply because it feels so good to do so. All the bits of you that enjoy being girly. Enjoy the eyes of many on you, stroking over your skin. All the parts of you that are little attention whores, bring them to. We don't want any manly tomboy thoughts right now. Soon you can let those ones stay in the background. Just pull together the crowd of motivations and desires that want what I am offering, that are willing to relax under my guidance. Surrender into my control. Gather them all together and lead them towards a doorway in your mind. Go on, see in your mind a door, with all the happy and compliant thoughts walking happily towards it, ready to have some fun. Leaving behind any other thoughts, leaving them with the reminder to keep breathing deep and even. It's repetitive work, mind-numbing work. It should keep them occupied. The good thoughts get to have fun. It's rewarding to behave girly. Now as all these thoughts that are good, wanting to be hypnotized, wanting to be girly, wanting to be my little brainless bimbo, wanting to get fucked, wanting to experience cock. Have all of them walking together towards a door, and as they walk, feel all of those thoughts and all of those people and see them smushing together. All of these separate thoughts and desires into just one person in your mind. One sexy woman who looks just the way your ideal you would look. So pretty. So hot. See her walking. See her strutting. All of those good thoughts. All of the thoughts I want you to have. And one leader of those thoughts to make all the decisions. And that is you right now. And that is all you are right now. Happy, girly, relaxed, compliant, confidently sexy. And make in your mind the decision to have fun, to be a good girl for me. Go on. Think it. Think I want this. Think I'm going to do this. And when you're ready, there's a door in front of you. When you've accepted that this is what you want, open the door and step through. And feel your mind drop. Pretty girl. Just relax in the sunlight. Laid out on a beach in California. Where the prettiest women rock amazing bodies in bikinis. Oh, yeah. Hear the surf. Feel the peace. Eyes closed, feeling the heat behind them. The gentle beating of the sun's rays on your tanned flesh. There is a rhythm to the feeling, to the beat. It matches your heartbeat.
Feel it.
Become aware of your body.
So pretty.
So tanned. Long legs. Tiny waves. Feel the sand between your toes as you move around your petite feet. Your pink pedicure matches your manicure on your long, graceful fingers. But you feel so good. Your hand moves down. Down your body, across that flat, sexy belly. Down to the waistband of your bikini bottom. Yellow and pink. Swirly. Just like your head.
It's fun to be.
Smile. Giggle. Flat and relax. You're a good girl. Pretty girl. Sweet girl. Thinking is hard. And you're easy. So easy. Thinking is hard. And you're easy. So easy. Such a silly airhead. Just giggle. Just relax. You don't need to think. Thinking is hard. You're easy. So easy. Such a slut. Thinking slutty saps your thoughts. Too hard to concentrate on anything but my voice. Slutty thoughts. You're a pretty girl. You don't need to think to find confidence. Thinking takes away from confidence because then you overthink. Thinking less makes you feel more confident. More attractive. Pretty smile. Vapid looks. You're such a pleaser. Everyone feels so much smarter around you. So much happier. That's good. Good girl. You don't need intelligence. Just confidence. The more smart thoughts you release, the more confident you feel. You don't need to think. Thinking is hard. You're easy. So easy. Such a bimbo. Such a slut. These words could hurt, but you like them too much. Let your pride switch teams. Team bimbo. It's much more fun. Take pride in being a pretty girl. You are a Cali girl. A beach-going, flirty temptress. The emptier your mind, the prettier you are. The more blank your eyes, the more beautiful you become. You are a Cali girl. Empty your thoughts. Think of tits. On the beach, other girls' tits. How they bounce. How they sway. How bikinis barely hold them in. So hypnotic. So wonderful. The bigger the tits, the more they sway. The more your mind fascinates. It's hypnotic. Watching girls play. A volleyball team on the sand. Practicing on the beach. Hear their happy cries in the air. Bikinis barely staying on. As they jump. As they land. Almost popping out. The excitement, the hope that a booby will break free of confinement has so many men on the beach transfixed. Thinking of tits. Swaying, bouncing, barely contained breasts. Your boobies. Whatever size. Touch them. Play with them. Imagine them bigger. Lift them up and let them fall within your pink and yellow bikini. Your mind becoming simpler. Pick them up and let them drop. Your mind dropping. Your confidence expanding. Replacing intelligence with confidence. The more intelligent before, the more confident you become now. Silly. Vapid. Shoulders back and tits out. Head up as you stand up. Go from soaking in the sun to standing proud. Your body so sexy. Such a pretty girl. They can't see you looking behind your sunglasses. But everyone on the beach, they're all staring at you. At your sexy body. At your hands playfully bouncing your tits. Up and down, fingers sinking in to squeeze a bit. As you moan and arch your back. Lightly nibbling on the right corner of your bottom lip. White teeth showing just a little. Such a perfect, slutty expression on such a gorgeous face. Such defined cheekbones. Makeup is all nude, with your lips painted a pink. Pink like the inside of a pussy. Glistening and wet from where your tongue slides over your lips. Bringing yourself even more attention. You can feel their stares, even the ones behind you. Sense them looking at your lovely, bubbly ass, almost exploding from that thong you call a bikini. Feeling more and more comfortable in your skin. Their stares excite you. It's fun being a Cali girl. You like having the attention. Cali girls get all of the attention. Such a silly voice. But so memorable. Be memorable. Speak. High-pitched. Release abandon. Talk like this. It's like every time you hear the word like your mind gets emptier. You feel prettier. Speak like this. It's like silly. It's like fun. It's like totally. It's like a signal. Totally telling every guy near you you're easy. It's like amazing. It's like drawing them in. It's like ditzy. Logic just goes dizzy. Replaced by giggling. Replaced by fun. It's like wonderful. Your mind getting dumber with each stupid, vapid phrase. It's like easy. You're like easy. The word like makes it easy for your brain cells to wash their hands of you. Giggle and wave as they go away. Bye bye, brains. You don't need to think. Thinking is hard. You're easy. Feeling your inhibition slipping away. You're a Cali girl. Cali girls put out. Cali girls don't worry. So pretty. You'll be taken care of. It's like pampering. It's like amazing. And so are those guys. These ones, they're coming towards you. Three beautiful hunks. Smile. Welcome them in. Hand them some oil.
Good girl.
They're all smiling. Those smiles make your pussy drip. Two of them take hold of you, lower you gently to the blanket on the sand. Good little Cali girl. Feel their hands on you. Rubbing. Their hands are so big, so rough. You're on your back. You can see everything. Their tight red shorts. Swim trunks. Oh, and one even has on just a Speedo. See their chiseled muscles. Those abs. Oh. They like you. It's like obvious. It's like the bulges don't lie. You're totally submissive. Totally compliant as their hands go over you. It's like amazing.
For sure, you feel good. You think in Valley Girl, Cali Girl.
Good girl, just comply. No matter what I say, your mind makes it simple.
Pictures are simple.
When your mind can't keep up, it just sinks into pleasure. Letting certain words, exciting words, be what pops out at you.
It's, like, simple.
You don't have to understand. You're just a silly girl. A pretty girl. You like it.
It feels good.
Strong hands wandering. Massaging. Coconut oil. Smell. It mixes with the salty air. Your mind sinks into the moment, sinks into the pleasure. Body so relaxed by their hands wandering, discovering every inch of your skin, oil being rubbed in every crevice of your body. So many hands on you all at once, feeling the heat. Hands on your breasts. Pushing aside your bikini, it's so flimsy, it's easy for the fabric to become just like another string. Pushed to the sides and only serving to accentuate your breasts. Hands rubbing firmly, gently into the muscles above. So relaxing. Your mind goes quiet. You don't need to think, just act, just obey, just do what they want you to. Just let them use you, like the little rag doll whore you are. So relaxing. Your mind goes quiet, sinking, floating in a world of pleasure.
It's like you fly among pink, rosily glowing and cold. Oh, I can't even think. Pink, rosily glowing. Clouds. yeah, that's it. It's like pleasurable. It's like wonderful. It's like so good. So good.
One man behind lifts you, runs his hands under so deep. You can feel his biceps pressing against you as his iron hard and calloused thumbs sink into your rhomboids. Digging into knots in your shoulders. Your head is against his chest as he lifts you. Strong arms holding you. So firmly, so nicely. You can hear his heart beating. It calms your breathing. Even as your body warms up, heats up. Excitement flushing all over your sun-kissed skin. Your body arching in pleasure as another man straddles your hips. Standing, he lowers his swim trunks. The red fabric falls down, down, down. Caught by his legs spread over you. So he steps on you. Steps on top, feeling his foot stepping on your chest, spreading your tits as he stares down.
letting his eyes establish just who's in charge and just who's the slut. He lifts his foot to slide the trunks off, his eyes boring into yours harder as he moves his foot off of you. He squats down over you. His cock is right in your face. The man behind holding you, arms wrapped around and lifting your titties, bouncing, playful. You're such a silly girl. Your lips feel plumper. You want that cock. You feel so submissive, so slutty. It's natural to spread your legs. Invite them in. Natural to open your body. Offer everything. It's like pleasurable. As another man's hands slide up your legs, unfastening the ties at the sides of your bottoms, pulling them away and leaving you exposed. It's time to get fucked. Feeling fingers enter your pussy, thrust in and out.
It's like pleasurable. It's like good and stuff.
Your mind blanks deeper. Spread your legs wider. Lift up your ass. The fingers go out. A cock goes in. Thick. Long. Take it.
Good girl. Cali girl.
Take it. You want it.
Like, totally.
All thoughts fucked out. Cock. Your mouth voices it.
Cock.
Say it.
Cock.
I want you to say it. Say you want it.
I want cock.
Beg for it.
Please.
There's one right in front of you. Right in your face. Just dangling. Tip leaking. Don't let that go to waste. Lick it.
Ah. Tastes so good.
Oh. Suck it.
It's like complicated.
Oh. Feeling the hard cock of the man holding you up, pressing against your back. Your mouth is full of cock. Your pussy is full of cock. Your hand reaches back, gathering oil from your skin. And your hand is now full of cock. Your mind is full of cock.
Cali girl.
Cock hungry whore. Hearing the word cock makes you even simpler. Drooling, salivating. Cock makes you sluttier. You want it. Cock makes you a good girl. Good girl. Cock causes pleasure. Pleasure when you see one. Pleasure when you hear the word cock. Pleasure as deep as you are being fucked. Sexual pleasure, wonderful and intense orgasmic pleasure. Just to hear the word. Just to feel a cock inside you. Cock in all your holes. Getting fucked so hard. It's a fucking train. Take it. Take those cocks. Stroke that cock. Suck that cock. Fuck that cock. One hole though. It feels so empty. Good girls give it up.
Good girls give it up. Good girls give it up. I'm just a slut. I give it up. Good girls give it up. I'm just a slut. But I'm a good girl. Good girls give it up.
Good girls give it up. The man in your pussy plunges deeply. As the man behind you, he lifts you up more, sliding under you. He leaves you sitting on his crotch. Lift your ass. Take that cock. His fingers seeking. He pulls your girly hips up, hands digging into the flesh of your ass. He pulls you back down.
Down. Down. Oh.
Hard onto his cock, spearing your asshole, thrusting in deep. You cry out around the cock shoved down your throat. It's a little painful, but good girls take the pain. Good girls like the pain. Good girls ride the pain. Are you a good girl?
Yes, I'm a good girl.
Say it.
I'm a good girl. Good girls take the pain.
Good girls like the pain. Good girls ride the pain.
Good girls give it up.
The man with the cock shoved down your throat grabs your hair, pulls. Suck him in deeper as he makes you deep throat. Moan to meet his growls as your throat pussy clenches around his cock. You're spasming for air, but you can take it. Good girls take it. Good girls like it. Clench your pussy. Clench your ass. Give those cocks a massage with your inside muscles. Give yourself pleasure when you clench on those cocks. Feel so full, all stuffed up. Being manhandled like a rag doll. Good Cali girl, brainless, thoughtless slut. Take those cocks. Feel them deeper, thrusting deeper. All of your holes filled, stuffed. The double penetration is driving you over the edge. Each cock inside of you sending intense waves of sexual pleasure coursing into and through your body. You're just a whore. You're just a slut. Right now, you're their slut as they rock you between them, oily hands grabbing and playing with your tits. Pulling on your nipples, groping, squeezing, and you are moaning. Moaning like the cock-hungry whore you are. You love every inch of cock shoved inside you. You want more cock. More cock as your pussy spasms around its barbaric intruder. Your G-spot is being hit just right. Again. Ah, again and again. That juicy, thick cock pushing a little button inside your cunt. Again. Again. Oh, yes, yes, yes. You are going to come. Got it? You're a good girl, and good girls come when they're told. You come. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Come. Pussy squeezing and clenching, your ass taking a vice-like grip as your body tenses, as a screaming orgasmic pleasure goes rushing through you. Your clenching is just too much. You feel hands, so many big, rough hands, grabbing your body all over, firmly squeezing as they use your frame as leverage to thrust you harder on their dicks. The blonde stud underneath you, cock buried in your ass. He's close to coming now. In and out, so fast as his hips rock you so hard. You are being thrust up and almost all the way up his shaft, brushing the tip of his cock, being thrust even deeper on the cock, shoved in your pussy as they piston you back and forth. So one of your two holes is always getting properly fucked. You don't want those cocks to leave you anyways. You want more. Take it. Take it as he roars. He rams you down hard, and you feel fantastic as his cum explodes out of his cock inside your ass. Your ass feeling like a jet of sperm is being sprayed inside, filling you. Good girl.
Take it. Take it while the brunette stallion fucking your mouth makes you take it. Take in his huge 7-inch shaft. His balls slapping against your face as you gag and drool. He barely gives you room to breathe, you little slut. Grabbing your hair on your head in one hand so he can control your motions. Control just how far his cock comes out of your mouth. Control how much you can breathe before he sheathes his cock fully and tightly into your mouth pussy. All you are is a hole to him. And knowing that just makes you wetter. That thought, it's a slutty thought, and slutty thoughts bring even more arousal. More sexual tingles firing off your synapses and leading to shockwaves of orgasmic pleasure ricocheting along every nerve ending in your body, feeling your nipples perking while being pinched, your cunt throbbing, your clit pulsing with intense wet desire that burns hot, hot, hot. The black Adonis on top of you, the veins of his cock are so big right now you can feel them as individual ridges rubbing against your pussy's insides, causing more waves of pleasure. They hit you again. He's owning you, claiming your cunt. You want his shaft deeper so your clit can rub more against his curly pubic crotch. It's stimulating as you take his cock deeper and more pleasure radiates through your body, pulsing waves of the meat. Take it. He's going faster. The man burying his cock in your throat, going harder, giving you less time to breathe in between thrusts. Sluts don't need to breathe. Taking his cock out less and less, and instead he's just withdrawing 2 inches to shove back down again. Faster and faster as you become lightheaded from the small bursts of oxygen you are allowed. Your vision starts to darken, consciousness slipping, and as you slip away, your only thought is a simple one.
I am such a slut. I am like such a slut.
He bursts inside of you, pulling out just enough to give you sweet air, so your fading vision can rise back to the surface, and you feel the intense rush from being denied your own breath. It's like the world is pulsing around you, so vividly hazy, incapable of thought. Barely noticing as his cock goes deep again for a few quick bursts, as cum floods your throat. You instinctively swallow it down. Instinctively lick and suck him clean as he strokes your hair nicely. A sharp contrast to the man between your legs. He grabs your ankles and lifts them high until you can feel a deep stretch. He starts taking you harder and faster and deeper than before. Your pussy is taking a beating, but that just makes you like it more. As your horny mind comes back to full focus on the hard black cock shoving inside of you, feeling the sticky cum oozing out of your ass, filling your belly as your tongue licks the last few drops from your mouth, and those dirty, horny thoughts start to send your body over the edge. And you fucking come. You feel the orgasm building and rolling over you, and come like the perfect slut you are. The dirty cock-sucking whore. The anal-taking, ball-licking bitch who needs cum more than you need food. You need to cum. Cum because you like it. Cumming out your pleasure as the cock inside of you twitches and swells, and with one strong surge of his hips, spearing you so fucking deep you can feel his cock tapping your belly, he erupts inside of you, giving you what you need as you moan and scream your pleasure, your orgasm, his cock pulsing inside you as his jizz fills you. You dirty little cream pie. still blissed out from reality.
I'm such a slut. I'm such a slut. I'm such a slut. I'm such a slut. I'm such a slut.
You hardly notice as the men get up, walk away, laughing and high-fiving, walking towards the ocean where they can wash their sticky cocks. You don't notice. Your mind floats in a satisfied haze, fingers drifting back down to bemusedly rub your still-throbbing pussy. Come leaking out of your ass and cunt. You look like a discarded rag doll. Dirty and sticky and with the same amount of brains. But you feel so good. So, so good. So satisfied. You've served your purpose. Your one and only purpose. You are happy. You are a good slut. You don't need to think right now. Thinking is hard. You're easy. So easy. Cali girl. This is how you feel. How you will feel. Every time I call you a Cali girl, just hearing Cali will cause your body to feel a spike of pleasure. Your brain's doing it for me. Going blank when I say, Cali girl. Your brain's going right out of you. To a place of happy, vapid pleasure. Feeling silly and simple and horny. Cali girl. Cali girl. Cali girl. Every time you hear it, you will start ending every sentence with a question. Yes? That's you. My Cali girl. Wanting cock. Wanting the brains fucked out of you? Though just hearing Cali girl drains your IQ right away? You're just a cock-hungry slut? Cali girl. Good girl. Now float and drop. And on the count of five, I want you to wake up. Feeling so good and so satisfied. I'm still a little horny. Still a little brainless, a bit vapid, having to fight the constant urge to talk in a higher pitched tone. It will fade away, slowly. Not interfering with your professional life in any way. Not in any way that will harm you, but still, it's like hard. It's like you want to go back. Good girl. One, feeling your muscles stretching, tensing, relaxing, releasing, free and able to move once again. Two, your mind coming back in bits and pieces, remembering everything and most of all, the pleasure. Three, feeling so good. You needed this. You needed to be this true you inside. Four, only retaining the triggers that you want, and you want so many of them. And five, coming back to full awareness, waking up. Wake up for me. That's it, sweetheart. You're okay. You did perfect. I'll have to play with you again soon.